Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today is back to totalitarian rule. For thinking people, this means that we must stop thinking. A pending bill before Congress is H.R. 1908. Sponsored by the multinationals and their lackeys, this bill is dedicated to rendering the American innovators and entrepreneurs impotent. Among other things, H.R. 1908 requires that all patent applications be made public on the Internet for anyone to view 18 months after they are filed, and over a year before they are even considered. Moreover, H.R. 1908 creates a new review process, allowing for challenges to patents that have already been granted. First to invent is being replaced by first to file and most to spend. Once again, America was a recipient of the contributions of English philosophers with regard to democratic and representative governance. For the first time in the history of civilization, we the people were positioned as policymakers in our grand U.S. Constitution. We saw the opportunities to design our own destinies, and we abandoned them here at the start of the 21st century. The first thing our current governance did was bypass the people as policymakers. Not only did they accelerate the degree of our retardation in education, they undermined our enlightenment as participants and contributors with disinformation, commonly known as spin. We the people were an inconvenience to the profitability mission of multinationals in economics. Even our president has rejected our representatives, ruling exclusively by presidential decree. The second thing our governance did was to endorse the multinational giants as our economic leaders. This meant designing our policies, including wars, to foster the most profitable earnings in the history of business. Dismissing we the people was simply following the dictates of the golden rule. He who has the gold rules. Bypassing the balance of power, our governance created a chain of command society made in the image of the corporate and military sectors. We the people were placed at the bottom of the pyramid, greatest in number and least in power, with our representatives as masters of stasis rather than agents of change. Today, America is an authoritarian state, bordering on totalitarianism, the difference being selected versus universal edicts. Now our government is mobilizing to produce legislation that supports and reinforces the industrial-military complex that President Eisenhower warned us about. Once this support is in place, there will be nothing to defuse a totalitarian state. Once again, the presidential hopefuls are primitive leftovers from the last great war. We have a choice between skill and charybdis. Republicans to the right of Hitler, who are quite comfortable with all authority in any form, think uniform. Democrats to the left of Chamberlain, who are comfortable with the multicultural diversity of all forms of authority, think uninformed. Truth be known, both the extreme left and right are totalitarian. Which do you prefer, tyranny of the strong or tyranny of the weak? Once again, we saw the peak of the mountain was within our reach. Electronically driven, town meeting style, participative governance with educated and enlightened citizens as policymakers making decisions concerning their own destinies. And we retreated. How and why we retreated is more a story of fear of the unknown than attraction to the known, our loathsome destinies. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people, freedom is thinking. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to Bob@freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.